Young and happy Monday, Sonny.
Happy Monday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand a Nigerian sprinter tops your sports report today.
Kim, our starting line on the sunny side of sports is African athletics. Nigerian sprinter Blessing Okagbare sparkled at the IAAF Diamond League meet in Shanghai, China. Okagbare won two events in Shanghai. She set a meet record in winning the women's long jump in 6.86 meters. Our VOA track fans will remember. Blessing won a bronze medal in the women's long jump at an even bigger competition in China, the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. Blessing also won the women's 200 meters race in Shanghai, where she clocked 22.36 seconds. Blessing says the fans in Shanghai proved to be a real blessing for her and the other athletes.
What impressed me most is just part of me is just keeping my focus. You know, they have an amazing crowd. The crowd is amazing. Shanghai has been amazing. I've been coming here 4 years in a row. So they have an amazing people. And, you know, you want to share the crowd out. You know, so I go out there, put a show for them. It's actually putting a show for the public. And, you know, it's been fun overall.
The Shanghai meet was also fun for several other African athletes who posted victories. One of them was an Egyptian who set a new African record in the javelin. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma has that story, as well as the results from a busy weekend in African football.
Egypt's Ihab Abdelrahman El Sayed stole the limelight at the IAAF Diamond League in Shanghai, China, when he triumphed with a new Africa javelin record of 89.21 meters. The old mark of 88.75 meters by South African Marius Corbett stood since 1998. Kenyan Robert Kiptobi Watt pipped Algerian Olympic champion Taufik Makloufi to win the men's 800 meters in 1 minute and 44.69 seconds, while Ethiopian Yeneu Alimereu triumphed in the 5,000 meters in 13 minutes and 4.8 3 seconds. Senegal's Mamadou Kasse Hanna, Botswana's Amantle Moncho, and Ethiopian Sophia Sefa were runners-up in the men's 400-meter hurdles, women's 400-meters, and women's 3,000-meter steeplechase, respectively. In football, Madagascar edged Uganda 2-1, Central African Republic and Guinea-Bissau drew 0-0, as Liberia pipped Lesotho 1-0 in preliminaries for the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers played on Sunday. Mauritania pipped Equatorial Guinea 1-0, Malawi beat Chad 2-0, Tanzania edged Zimbabwe 1-0. Libya and Rwanda drew 0-0, as did Burundi and Botswana. In other matches, Benin dismissed Sao Tome and Principe 2-0. Namibia edged Congo Brazzaville 1-0. Swaziland and Sierra Leone drew 1-1. Kenya pipped Comoro Islands 1-0. And Mozambique ran over South Sudan 5-0. Elsewhere, Tunisia's CS Sfaxien beat Libya's El Ahli Benghazi 3-1 as the Democratic Republic of Congo's AS Vita edged Egypt's Zamalek 2-1 in mini-league Orange Africa Champions League action on Sunday. Algeria's Entente Setif pipped Tunisia's Esperance 2-1 and Sudan's El Hilal edged the Democratic Republic of Congo's TP Mazembe 1-0. Meanwhile, Egypt's El Ahli beat Zambia's Nkana 2-0 in Orange Africa Confederations Cup mini-league action on Sunday. Ivory Coast's ASEC Mimosa and Sewe Sports drew 1-1 with Mali's AS Real de Bamako and Tunisia's Etoile du Sahel, respectively. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
Joining us now on the VOA with a package of World Cup football news is our Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the spot, Adeyemi.
Good evening, Africa. President Sepp Blatter of World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, has said it was a mistake awarding the 2022 Soccer World Cup to Qatar. He says the tournament will probably have to be held in winter because of the heat. The Qatar technical report indicated clearly that it is too hot in summer, but the executive committee, with quite a big majority, decided all the same that the tournament will be in Qatar, Blatter says on Swiss TV station RTS. FIFA later issued a media advisory, noting that Blatter was in no way questioning whether the tournament will be held in Qatar. Now to our weekly 2014 FIFA World Cup tidbits. It is now just 24 days to the kickoff of the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil, and the countdown continues.
Put your flags up in the sky, in the sky.
That's the official song of the 2014 FIFA World Cup, entitled We Are One. In continuation of my interview with Kunle Solaja, General Editor, Sports, for the Lagos-based The Sun newspaper on Nigeria's provisional World Cup squad, I asked him how far he thinks Nigeria can go at the 2014 FIFA World Cup.
Looking at the draws, I expect Nigeria to cross the first hurdle, that is going beyond the first round. I expect that. Just as I had expected Nigeria to get to the semi-final of the FIFA Confederation Cup last year. Unfortunately, we didn't. Why did I say I expected Nigeria? Even everybody, if you analyze the draws very well, you know that of all the eight teams that featured in the Confederation Cup, Nigeria had the best chances of picking a semi-final ticket ahead of the other seven countries. Why did I say that? We were the same group with Tahiti, Uruguay, and Spain. And the draws were so favorable to us in the sense that we will be meeting the weakest team of that group first. And if you pick the points that going to the day two, you are already ahead in terms of the number of goals expected from you against a team like Tahiti. The same draw, the same scenario is what we are now facing in the World Cup. You are facing your weakest team in that group, first Iran, which has not been in the World Cup since 1978. And Iran is never known to be to attach any importance whatsoever to football. So if you are able to beat Iran, and then expectedly, you expect Argentina to beat Bosnia. So, but if we pick our second match too against Bosnia, that means we're already in the next round, even before meeting Argentina.
Looking at the entire African continent, Africa is sending five teams to the World Cup. How do you expect them to perform?
Realistically, it is not possible for the five African teams to advance to the second round. In terms of current form, people will always point at Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana as being in the best of shapes to really make Africa shine. But then the draws in which they belong to, the group they belong to, may not likely give them an easy passage to the next round. And when a team struggle in the first stage, then the likelihood that it will lose team in the subsequent stage is there. And Nigeria, not because I'm a Nigerian, Nigeria, I still believe, of all the five teams from Africa, has the best opportunity of advancing. Not necessarily on the basis of the form of the team, but on the basis of the draw that we have made.
You've been listening to Kunle Solaja, General Editor, Sports, for The Sun newspaper, based right here in Lagos. Now to this shocking news. The roof of the stadium hosting the World Cup opener in a few weeks will not be fully finished in time for the tournament. The construction company confirmed that a part of the roof at the Itaquera will only be completed after the World Cup. There was not enough time to install the glass covers that were supposed to be added to the stadium's roofing structure, so the company and local organizers decided to postpone the work until after the tournament. The metal structures where the glasses have to be installed are in place, but they will be empty by the time the nearly 70,000 fans arrive for the high-profile opener between Brazil and Croatia on June 12th. The venue will host 5 World Cup matches, including one of the semifinals. Finally, Algeria has promised to improve on an embarrassing World Cup record when it competes at the 2014 finals in Brazil. The Desert Foxes last won a match at the tournament 32 years ago and have scored only once in 6 games during 2 subsequent appearances. But midfielder Fawid Kadir says the country can do better with a more experienced squad than that which flopped in South Africa 4 years ago. You will see a different Algeria in Brazil with more maturity and experience than the 2010 squad, Kadir says. Algeria opens its campaign against Belgium on June 17th in Group H. South Korea and 2018 World Cup host Russia complete the group. Apart from Algeria, other African teams heading to Brazil are Cameroon, Ghana, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria. Thanks a lot for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association playoff action Sunday, the Indiana Pacers defeated the visiting Miami Heat 107-96 to take a 1-0 lead in the best-of-7 game Eastern Conference Finals. Paul George led a balanced Indiana attack with 24 points. LeBron James scored 25 points for the defending champion Heat. Game 2 in the series is Tuesday night in Indiana. Game 1 in the Western Conference Finals tips off later Monday night in San Antonio, Texas. The San Antonio Spurs will host the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder got some bad news over the weekend when they found out their Congolese